Are you ready? Show of hands. Okay, I think you're all lying, but that's okay. See, folks at home got an advantage because we can't see them. But just think, these sticks always catch me. Is everything ready? Is everything off your to-do list? Have you made your list for Santa? Are the decorations perfect? These might be some of the questions and wonderings that we have as we enter this final week of Advent. But the question, are you ready, really isn't about the decorations. It's not about making sure all the lists are checked off. The question is your heart ready for Jesus? For the past few weeks, we've talked about how to prepare our hearts through prayer, self-reflection, and works of charity. You've heard from me, and I'm sure from many others, the traditional Advent messages of preparing the way for Jesus, preparing our heart. So how are we feeling about that? I won't ask you, so don't worry. But my guess is it's probably a bit of a mixed bag. For me personally, this hasn't been the best Advent ever. I can be honest about that, although it's hard to compare one year to the next. By no means has it been the worst one either. Kind of middle of the road. Still got some presents to wrap. Got many homilies to write, but that's okay. But I did get all my Christmas cards out, so I can't say that much. But this fourth week of Advent is in part a reminder that it's not too late. We still have time. If you find yourself disappointed that maybe you haven't done more, haven't connected in prayer, somehow haven't taken advantage of this time, then view this final week as an opportunity. If you find yourself pretty content, thinking, yeah, this was a pretty good Advent, feeling like you're in a good place, awesome. Then use this week as a prayer of thanksgiving for the graces that you've received. Something that I've prayed with on and off for a number of months now, probably really since the pandemic hit, has been the question of, what message is God sending? It's kind of been a theme for me, and some of you have probably heard me say that in different contexts, maybe to you personally. Or also to think, what opportunity is God giving me? Is God giving us? In this time we find ourselves now with the year coming to an end and Christmas right around the corner, it's natural to kind of take a look back. And of course, this year it's not nearly as fun to look back as it normally is. And usually, like, the TV shows have, okay, year in review, or, you know, if you turn on the sports channels, it's the greatest plays of the year and all these things. It's naturally a very reflective time. And our reflection this year is probably going to look different because there's going to be more pain, perhaps for some, or just everything's been so very unique that there might not be the joy that we're accustomed to. But nonetheless, we will reflect, and it's important to do so, to look back at all that has happened. Because you see, with all things in life, God speaks to us. Whether those things are good, bad, or indifferent, in all things, God speaks to us. And I believe that God has messages through all the events in our life. Sure, sometimes it's easier to discern that message than others, but it's always there. In the grace-filled moments, it's easy to see God and to see what he's trying to tell us or what he's trying to do and for us to say thanks. But when the challenges hit, that's when it gets a little harder. No one has been exempt from challenges this year on some level. And when I've struggled, and believe me, I have struggled, I come back to that question. What is God telling me? At one point, I was reminded of just how vital prayer is. Of course, it's something I knew. After all, I am a priest and spent 5 years in the seminary. I did learn that. Prayer is important. But it was one of those things where through the events and how everything's happened, maybe I've come to a new appreciation or just a new realization that when tough days hit, prayer is always the answer. It might not be that magical cure that we're looking for, but it is the answer. I've come to a deeper appreciation of the important friendships in my life, having been separated in so many ways. I have to stay apart and can't get together and can't go to houses and such. I've heard awesome stories from many of you on how a greater good has come about from the challenges that we face, the reordering of priorities, a new appreciation of family, whatever those things might be. And these are just a few examples. But I'd encourage all of us in this last week of Advent to discern what Christmas message is God giving you? Or what message has he already given that we need to discern? In the Annunciation, which we just heard proclaimed, the angel Gabriel comes to bring the message of salvation, that a Savior is coming, the Messiah has arrived. Do not be afraid. Hail, full of grace, Mary, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. A message that we can only imagine would cause Mary to be fearful, anxious, worried, and most of all, probably confused. How can this be? But Mary's ultimate fiat, her yes, is one of faith and one of trust. Not knowing what would come next or how the years would unfold, she used and relied on the faith that she grew up with, the faith that was fostered through her whole life, through prayer, primarily. That's what gave her the confidence to respond to God. I am the handmaid of the Lord. And she's the model for all of us. We often say she's the ideal or the model disciple because she had such faith that she could always say yes, even in the difficulties of life or in the confusing moments. She was able to discern the various messages that God would give her throughout her life, even if they didn't always make sense. So I don't know what messages are out there for you and me, specifically. Maybe you know as I preach, maybe it's something that needs to yet be discerned. But they're there. They are there, and God sends angels to all of us, and it's up to us to respond with faith. If we don't take the time to search for God in the events of life, then life will just seem like one random occurrence after another, with one's fortunes dependent on luck. And I'll tell you what, we're not lucky people. We are not lucky people. We're something far better than luck. We're Christians. We're believers. We're a family of faith. We are people of faith, hope, and love who eagerly await the best news that's ever been given, that a Savior was born, and his name is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And so it's with the story of the best news ever given, the Annunciation, that we put a bow on this Advent season. Yes, pun intended. It's with that great news that we prepare for Christmas. A message that gives us pause to remember that God has entered our fallen world to redeem and sanctify it. A message that causes us to reflect on what God is trying to tell us. And it's a message that gives us courage to say yes to God, knowing that with him, all things are possible.